some positive energy. You have to just sit beside this wonderful person. Full of smile, lots of enthusiasm. She wants to bring smiles to the people living in chim chongs of Bangkok or slums of Bangkok. Let me welcome Im Pondip from Thailand.
Thanks.
Bangkok is a beautiful and attractive city. You can see many magnificent skyscrapers, elegant historical monuments, beautiful Buddhist temples as symbols of affluence, cultural diversity, and development, such as the Grand Palace, Temple of the Emerald Buddha, and Center of International Trade. But on the other hand, most visitors don't see the poverty and neglect the semi-urban parts of Bangkok. Although the government has changed the terminology slum into chum chon, the situation remains the same. Thailand is known as the land of smiles, but in chum chons, you don't find many smiles due to social inequality. Happy Hub will start to tackle this problem.
I was born in a middle-class family in Bangkok. Everything that I needed was available. But while I passed through a slum on the way to school, I used to see many small houses packed up together. There was no proper sanitation facilities or infrastructure. The canal was with trash, plenty of contaminated water in plastic bag. At that time, I took it as normal because Thailand was a developing country. While I was working as a social researcher, I met Dr. Dan, who was my boss and my idol. He always says he's happy when he lives his life by thinking about others first. That made me realize the happiness of life is about having a lot of money and buying stuff for myself. But the happiness came from action to help and support other people. This became the philosophy of my life. Since 1960, the industrialization started in Thailand due to enhancing the economic growth. Many people from rural areas migrated to Bangkok in a short amount of time to find more job opportunity and better education for their children. Bangkok grew too fast. There was no proper planning by the government. Those people must live in slums because of high cost of living in Bangkok. Later, Bangkok Metropolitan Administration restructured the congested housing area and changed the word slum into chum chon. Presently, Bangkok has a total chum chon population of 2 million people living in 2,067 chum chon. Thung Kruk district is one of the districts in Bangkok with 29 chum chon. Some of these chum chon are situated along the canal. There are inadequate health services, poor waste management, and insufficient public transportation. Hospitals, daycare centers, good roads, and also playgrounds are not enough. Most chum chon leaders are quite old. They don't have much support from the dweller, and they also lose motivation in taking up the community work. Some people are still poor. They lack the proper skill for getting more income. There are also small-scale farmers, construction laborers, and food sellers. All these problems have affected the quality of people's life in chum chon. I ask myself, what should I do for my community that I belong to? Therefore, I decided to live the rest of my life by driving the quality of life in Chumchon. 6 years ago, my friends and I started a small volunteering group. We have been working as volunteers every weekend so far. For example, we participated in the community activity, in the Children's Day, in the Elderly Day. And also, we conducted the leadership program for students. After cleaning the canal, we got a yummy lunch from the local people that we didn't expect. Such a happiness that we got during volunteering. 2 years ago, we operated Cafe Can Do, a small cafe, small restaurant that located in Tungkru district. Cafe Can Do provide good food and co-working space that people can come and enjoy activity together. We also provide space for volunteers that they can set a meeting, event, participation, or workshop in this area. And also they can connect to other volunteers in locality. Another project that we have done and we involved with different groups of volunteers in Tungkru district called 3C Project, which related canal cycling and community. 3C Project aims to create awareness, to repair and build a good road for cycling, so that students can ride a bicycle on the way to school and local people can use bicycle in daily life instead of taking public transportation. We also invited artists to make the wonderful art piece along the canal side, as well as two-day community festival that we want to boost the economic growth in locality. This festival attracted 5,000 visitors to come enjoy the family activities, workshop, and enjoy the local food. All this experience that I have done so far drove me to quit my job when it was very progressive and start my own organization called Happy Hub. Happy Hub aims to organize the constructive and meaningful volunteering. We mobilize volunteers who are willing to contribute themselves, contribute their time, skill, abilities, who are studying in the school and university in locality, that they can work and improve the skill for people who are living in Chumchon. We also utilize resources from the company who are passionate to make the society better together. Now, there are two initiative projects which came from local people needs. The first project is the entrepreneurship training skill. We would train the local people in the area of business skills, such as how to do the budgeting, accounting, how to do the to expand the market segmentation and improve the packaging that they can gain more income and can drive the quality of life in their family. Another project that we want to start is about healthcare prevention. We would mobilize volunteers and train them to assist the elderly people in Chumchon as the caregivers, and train elderly and volunteer to know how to live, exercise, and eat properly, that all people, especially elderly people in Chumchon, will become healthy. Let's imagine 2 years from now, let's visit Chumchon in Tungkru. You will see children, they are playing happily in the playground. That side, you will see elderly group enjoy talking and you will hear their laughter. They really enjoy. Some of them are doing yoga in the park surrounded by the green trees, plenty of flowers. Eco-friendly homestays are situated along the clean canal. you can take the boat trip to see the green Amazon and biodiversity in Bangkok. You have another choice. If you like cycling, you can take a bicycle and ride on this safe road along the canal side. And don't forget to take a snapshot with the art piece. Don't miss to eat the local delicious food, Thai dessert. These people are very healthy and happy because they increase their economic growth, and also the proper facility and infrastructure are provided already. You will definitely see many smiles. This Chumchon will become a role model to other Chumchon in Bangkok and also demonstrate the effective community development by all stakeholders and Happy Hub. Thank you.